You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line are Pete Papaheraklis and Jim Trafficking from about 20 miles outside of Bilderberg 2013. Guys, thanks for joining us again.
Nice to be with you, Dave.
Good to be back with you.
Now, we didn't get a chance to speak today. This is day two right now over where you guys are at. It's about 6 o'clock p.m. So why don't you tell the listeners about some significant things that happened today, day two?
Yeah, well, you know, I went over there and over to the Bilderberg site, and it was very interesting because the last time we'd just briefly gone there, but this time I spent a couple of hours there. I counted about 600 people, which I thought was pretty good-sized crowd. I don't know whether they've ever gotten that kind of crowd before.
I doubt it.
Yeah, and I think tomorrow is supposed to be the main day. They're probably going to have more people tomorrow. But I thought it was a pretty impressive crowd there.
The crowd was what, mostly journalists or picketers or what?
Yeah, there were some journalists, yeah, and not too many picketers. It was really strange, you know, because, I mean, I had gone to the 2009 Bilderberg, and 2008 also I had visited, but 2009 I had covered and stuff. And, you know, I think what these guys have changed their tune now to where they've sort of co-opted the event. They allocated a place within the premises to where, you know, the protesters and the people can meet and what have you. I spoke to a few officers. They were very friendly. I couldn't say anything bad about them.
They're not like the Nazis here in the United States.
And you see that now they have in their website, they put their own list. You don't have to run around and try to find the list and do the old Jim Tucker tactics of trying to talk to a bartender or something and have them sneak the list. They actually put the list on the website themselves.
Right, if it's accurate.
Well, right, yeah. We don't know how accurate it is, of course. I heard some rumors that Hillary Clinton might have actually been attending.
Yeah, actually, Mark said that's almost 100% guaranteed.
I guess they're trying to say, being that now the cat's out of the bag and everybody knows about Bilderberg, not everybody, but millions of people know. So there's no sense in denying it. They're kind of looking foolish. I saw articles at The Guardian, The Telegraph, CNN had an article. When did you see CNN openly writing about Bilderberg?
Right, exactly.
MSNBC had an article, you know, about Bilderberg. I didn't even look to see how many more had it, but it seems to be a regular policy change here for them to just go ahead and admit that they're meeting, but that there's nothing secretive.
Right, that's the phase they're in now. Now they see there might be some commercial interest in it for them, so eyeballs are interested in it, so they'll report about it, but they're not going to say anything bad about it.
I'll tell you one commercial interest. The police is charging the taxpayers here £2 million for the additional security. So talk about capitalizing.
Well, you know what? There was an article about that, and I wanted to bring that up to you guys, especially because Jim was talking about it. And this was from The Guardian also. And it says that thanks to Goldman Sachs and other donors, this year's conference will be cost neutral for Hertfordshire, despite the construction of the Great Wall of Watford. And that's by Charlie Skelton. So he's saying that Goldman Sachs and the other fine people, like BP, they are making donations into the Bilderberg Association, a registered UK charity. So perhaps it's not costing the police that much money.
Are you saying that Goldman Sachs and BP and all these others are actually pitching in to defer some of this additional police cost? Is that what that is?
That's right. They must have been listening to Jim in that roundtable discussion because they realized the heat's going to come on them. Because if the cops were going to do that, or if the taxpayers would have been on the hook for these fine people there, these elite, then yeah, that would be a problem. And you never know. Word could have got around that they heard Jim talking about that and he wants to file the FOIA. And here it is. Okay, we'll give some money up. We don't want to turn this into some kind of a storm.
Yeah. Well, Jim's looked more into that, the FOIA thing, and he's initiated these FOIA proceedings. And maybe I should just let him talk a little bit.
Yeah, before you go here, here's another article by Skelton in The Guardian about Bilderberg. And I don't know if you guys saw that. This just came out last night. They have a picture of one of these characters hiding behind a newspaper in a limo. And it's seems like, and this is what you were talking about, it seems like everybody's there. It says Reuters, AP, Channel 4 News, The Times, The Telegraph, Press Association, London Tonight. The BBC had at least 3 radio reporters here. So basically everybody is there right now, right?
I didn't see any news like that. I mean, I didn't see any major news crews. I saw a few people that had a fairly large camera, but didn't seem to have the whole attendant news crew with them, you know, news vans. And in the parking lot, I didn't notice any big news thing. So maybe they are, but didn't have a big production for sure.
Right, okay. All right, yeah, let's talk to Jim and get his views on what's going on. Pete, thanks for your time.
You know, Dave, I made the observation that most of the protesters seem sincere and concerned about what they consider a powerful sort of shadow government, whose activities they believe influence governments in a fashion of sort of like being the keystone of this much-discussed New World Order. However, I think some of these protesters are seeking the proverbial 15 minutes of fame that now is coming along with this Bilderberg oversight. But I have a third observation. I even believe that there could possibly be some paid mercenary protesters there carrying some unbeknown strategy using the sincere, real protesters to advance some cause. Now, the mainstream press is at least, as Pete said, paying some attention. Although, let me add, it is my observation that they usually depict the protesters as malcontents, conspiracy nuts, possible terrorists, and even referring to them as anti-capitalists. Now, I find the anti-capitalist label the most interesting at all. Keep in mind, they're not using the word communist. So I believe that Bilderberg is fighting back. Bilderberg is using the press to assign the labels, and I think they're pretty damn slick doing it.
Yeah.
What I've focused on is not observation and protesting, but I have a source now, pretty good source, and I've uncovered some things, and Pete alluded to it, that I have initiated the investigation of FOIA, and that this investigation is legitimate by 5 U.S.C. Code Section 552. The FOIAs are in preparation. I have the first draft. Modifications are being made by an unnamed at this point and will remain unnamed law firm. Freedom of Information Act submissions will be served on the following: Department of State, Department of Education, Department of Agriculture, the CIA, Department of Defense, Department of Commerce, Energy, and Interior, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Social Security Administration, Federal Trade Commission, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the National Institute of Health, the Federal Communication Commission, NASA, the FBI, the Food and Drug Administration, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, Departments of Homeland Security, Transportation, Treasury, Veteran Affairs, Labor, Justice, Housing and Urban Development, the Office of Management and Budget, and even serving the White House. But what's significant now, what Pete and I have sort of been able to glean through some of the new transparency being attempted by Bilderberg, directed a FOIA at the Friends of Bilderberg and the American Friends of Mountain Pictures Incorporated in care of James A. Johnson Company, Perseus, LLC, 1325 Avenue of the Americas, 25th floor, New York, New York. This group and this Johnson pops up financially with his hands across many venues and has put some money into Bilderberg. Now, some people might ask, you know, what the hell are you doing with the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, HUD, NASA, Department of Agriculture? I have seen crazy things in government, and one would suspect that the money might come from justice or might come from state. There may be a little slush fund somewhere no one wants anybody to know about, too.
Good, because I was going to ask you that question.
And I think one thing you do is you make them say there is no involvement. Now, once they say there is no involvement and they officially take that position on a duly legitimized Freedom of Information Act request that they responded to, not shirked or thrown away, or in fact hid under the term of it being classified, once they take that action, now they're on the hook. To uncover something would put them in a position where they'd have to come clean almost legally. So the first step is these FOIAs cover the last six Bilderbergs, which includes two of them on American soil in Chantilly, Virginia. So this is where you go. This scheme brought down the government in the Demjanjuk matter and brought this guy home from death row, even though everyone in the government, every agency, threw it in the wastebasket, hid behind classified. They were ultimately fell asleep, and Department of State, so big, enough to handle know the right hand's doing, complied with the FOIA, and bingo, the guy was legitimately proven to be not Ivan and brought home.
I've thought about that many times and thought about there aren't too many people around who could take claim for actually saving somebody else's life by using the law. That's a huge thing. And, of course, this thing is nothing compared to what you did for him. But, nonetheless, using it to flesh out these critters is most welcome. And I, for one, am glad you came up with that. And I hope that we can do another update tomorrow, day 3.
There's one point, Dave, I want to make real quick before I close.
Yes.
As I've discussed with Pete, I could have got 3,000 Ukrainians from all over America and protested and picketed
right.
the Justice Department over Demyanyuk.
Right, and nothing would have happened.
And as we protested, he would have been executed and put to death. Now the Bilderberg, it has to go from sightseeing and protesting and all these things. It has to go to a plan of action. And I'm hoping that American Free Press now enjoins this because I have basically instituted this on my name, which you have to, by law, the person that's doing it has to submit the FOIAs. They're being prepared and will be delivered and administered to these respective departments. But I'm hoping American Free Press embraces this and follows through on this. And I think something good will come out of our trip and our investigation of Bilderberg.
I hope so. Otherwise, you guys are on the hook for the bill. Pete Papa Heracles and Jim Trafficant, 20 miles outside of Watford, England, where Bilderberg 2013 is scheming on how to make more money in the world. Thanks, guys, for taking the time out. And we will talk to you tomorrow, day 3.
Okay, Dave.
Good
take
enough,
it
Dave.
Easy.
Take care.
All right. Have fun, guys.